Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Calling all introverts and extroverts. If you want to learn how to incorporate a passion, regardless of whether you are introverted or extroverted, you want to meet today's guest, Thomas Ashley. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. On today's show, we have Thomas Ashley, and Thomas from Tucson, Arizona. He is somebody who was in the passport and visa industry and is now in online tech support. That's very important to know about Tom, because his passion is being an introvert and learning how to live in an extroverted world. So first, I'd like to welcome you to the show, Tom. Hello.
Hi, Lynette. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to hear what you have to talk about, because I believe that being an introvert and being an extrovert, I mean, we need a little bit of everybody and everything in the world. And so I'm very excited to hear your perspective on this and why this is a passion. Now, I know that you brought an idea that you've learned from one of your friends that you would like to start the show off with. So can you share that with us today?
One of my friends saying that I really like is that we pay too much attention to what strangers think of us, but we don't care enough about what our loved ones think of us. So I really thought about that. And when I, you know, when I walk down the street, I'm worried about what strangers are going to think of me. And I wish that I had less of that. You know, I wish I would be like, you know, I don't care really what they think. I'm just going to walk down the street and enjoy myself.
I want to know where this passion began for you. When did you first kind of realize that you were an introvert, or that there was something more reserved about you and that it was impacting you apparently in some way?
Good question. I think that when I was, you know, maybe in middle school, sixth, seventh grade, and I felt just kind of off or distant, I guess, from the class and not knowing how to fit in, just feeling different, you know. Maybe it was my nervous system talking, whatever, but I didn't seem to want to join in like the big groups or whatever a big group was doing at the time. And I prefer to just kind of be with smaller groups. That's what I think introverts really enjoy most, is being with, you know, a few people, but not like huge amounts of people, like stadiums or concerts. That's a little harder for introverts.
Okay, so you noticed that this is plaguing you kind of when you were more in middle school, sixth to eighth grade, because I was a teacher for 12 years and I did my student teaching in seventh grade. And I know this is shocking, but at one time, I was in seventh grade, and I definitely know that feeling of being on the outside. As a matter of fact, that's really kind of why I do my show, because, and I've said this on the show before, Tom, that what really bothers me in life is when people don't have or feel a sense of belonging and feel like they're on the outside. I just want to pull everybody in. I always say, pull them in, love them up. You know, I want people to belong. I don't like when people don't belong. So I totally get how that could feel for you then.
Thank you, Lynette. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. You know, I think with introverts, you kind of have to handle them a little bit differently. Like, you have to be a little bit more gentle with them and kind of pull them in. I think most teachers can kind of see the introverts in their class and kind of gently pull them into the group. Because you don't, for introverts, you know, you don't want, introverts have to, they get energy by being alone sometimes, but at the same time, they do need to be around people also. So they just don't need it as much as extroverts do, if that makes sense.
How would you define the word introvert, just so everybody knows what you're thinking?
Introvert means that I need to be by myself to get my energy back. I feel like when I'm by myself, my batteries are recharging. And when I'm with lots and lots of people making lots and lots of noise, I can stay with that for a little bit, but I eventually want to get out of there and go back and recharge my batteries.
And you know what's funny is some people are actually charged and regroup when they're in large groups.
Exactly, exactly right.
And I believe that's really the definition of an extrovert, isn't it?
I think so. I think what I heard, as far as numbers are concerned, that 75% of people are extroverted and 25% are introverts. So that kind of makes sense. But introverts, they're not on TV as much. They're uncomfortable with being on videos and things. They kind of just want to lead a little bit more of a quiet lifestyle.
Now, here's my question. Where's the line between somebody who is introverted and should be left alone and the line to where they should be kind of pulled or gently pushed outside of their comfort zone? Where's that line?
It's a good question. I think it's different for everybody. I think there's a continuum of like people are very, very, very shy and then people who are just very, very extroverted. And so there's a bunch of people in the middle. So with me, what helps me is just try to like gauge my feelings. Like, am I feeling nervous? Am I feeling scared? Do I feel like these people are good people? Do I feel like they're just sucking the energy out of me? So I kind of just have to just take a breath when I'm in the middle of people and say, how am I doing? I have to check in with myself.
This really reminds me of an episode that is airing 2 days before yours. And it's Justin Light, who is a Generation Y entrepreneur who has social anxiety, who struggled for 4 years getting through college. And, you know, he always said that he was an introvert and he had an experience that changed him, which was that he went to China for 3 months to teach English. And he finally felt like he fit in with his roommates. And he said that changed his entire life and his entire person. And one of the things he said that did change him, that pulled him out of his comfort zone, was a strange sense of belongingness. Does that make sense to you?
It sure does. You know, I actually have traveled a bunch in my life. It's a weird thing, but I feel like I get along with foreigners almost better than Americans do. And the reason for that, I think, is that Americans tend to be like very, very busy and very scheduled, and they're running off and not ever slowing down. And when I visited other countries, I just felt the people like took me into their home and cooked me a nice local meal that they had and took the time to slow down and get to know me better. Whereas Americans are just like, now let's move, 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 you know? And so I really appreciated the foreign people that I met just slowing down and talking and just relaxing with me.
Well, that really makes sense about how that would impact your person.
Yes, definitely it does, yeah.
So tell me, what kind of challenges do you face being an introverted person in an extroverted world and kind of transitioning yourself through the years to adapt?
It's a good question. I think that I've kind of constantly been frustrated in my life with the business world. I don't think that the people who run businesses really take introverts to heart, and they don't know like how to handle them. Like to me, introverts are people that are like a little bit more shy, but they oftentimes can be very good creative people, have great ideas, but sometimes they don't speak up for themselves. You know, in business meetings, say you've got like a meeting of your company and there's like 30 people, well, maybe an introvert doesn't feel comfortable speaking up in front of 30 people, you know? So I think that I'm hearing that in Silicon Valley, that they're starting to take that into account where they have introverts that are there. And so they're giving them kind of time, their time to speak, instead of like, let the first person or the loudest person dominate the meeting. That makes sense.
Well, it does make sense, because I think there's a mold in the corporate world that people are expected to fit into.
Exactly right, right. And introverts aren't fit-in type of people, you know? They're a little bit different, and that's just the way they are. Like, artists and introverts are a little bit different, so you kind of have to treat them a little bit differently.
I guess this is something you need to take into consideration when you're looking at what field you want to be in, but the problem with that is that, you know, you may limit yourself instead of stretching yourself. You could have been a benefit to a company who is expecting everybody to fit into a specific mold.
It's also a good point, because it's like, but how do you, as an introvert, how do you find that type of company that's going to take your gifts as an introvert and listen to you? You know, I think that they're out there, but like, I've searched a bit, but in a way, there's a part of me that's kind of given up on U.S. corporate culture. And that's why I really like the idea of podcasting, because, you know, it gives me a voice. And it helps me think that, you know, people are interested in me. And it's not like I'm in a boardroom meeting talking to people. But at the same time, there's people that are, by listening to me, showing that they care about what I have to say.
And just so listeners understand, Tom actually reached out to me asking me if I knew of somebody that could help him get started in the podcasting realm. And so that's how our working relationship began. And we just kind of got to know each other over the last few days. And, you know, he's a passionate person. And I know that he's planning this podcast that has to do with a lot of different topics. And so your podcast is not up and running yet. But what's interesting about this for you is, being an introvert, this does get your voice heard in a very non-threatening way.
Exactly. Introverts, they have to be careful, because they can't isolate themselves, right? They can't just be in their house alone. They need to be around people, and I need to be around people. But I kind of, the time that I spend around groups of people is probably less than an extrovert is. And an introvert has to, you know, like I said earlier, gauge their comfort level in groups of people. And sometimes it's baby steps. Sometimes maybe you hang out with 7 people, 8 people, and then maybe the next time you go out, it could be more people. So you just kind of have to just grow into that. Introverts have to definitely be careful with that.
What do you think you've learned about yourself in this process?
Just to cherish or honor that introversion, that little shy person in me. And instead of kind of avoiding that little shy person in me, honor it. Because if I force myself to be around people, it's not going to be a good thing. I'll get, my energy level will burn out. I'll probably want to start looking at drinking and, you know, drinking beer or whatever, just so I can relax. You know, to me, it's important to be relaxed around people without having to grab a drink or whatever it is.
I gotcha. So Tom, is there a resource that you could recommend for people who are introverted and kind of want to figure out how to fit into this world better? Have you read any books or anything on this topic that you could share?
Funny you ask, because I do read a lot of books about artists. And the one I'm reading right now is the artist Marvin Gaye. And he had, you know, he was very, very popular, I guess, in the early 70s. And he was against the Vietnam War, and he also had real difficulties with his father. I don't know if you know the whole story about Marvin Gaye, but his father wound up killing him, his own dad, you know? So, like, I have difficulties with my father, not to that extreme, but I want to know how artists deal with their families and the difficulties, and how they can take that artist inside of them and show the public what's really inside of them. You know, an introvert or an artist, how do they take what's in them and show the public, you know, what that is that's they want to show everybody?
Do you think that your difficulties, as you said, with your dad plays any part into you being an introvert?
I think so, for sure. My dad's an extrovert, right? So he had no idea how to, like, raise kind of a shy, introverted child. You know, he kind of just tried to shove me out into the deep side of the pool. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I don't think that's sometimes how you treat introverts. And I think that time and time again he did that. So I learned almost to be more shy by the way he treated me, you know. But the bottom line is this, is that I feel like I'm an artist at heart, an introvert, but I want to be able to show people what's inside of me and shed some light on the world a little bit, you know. And I can't go on any longer without, you know, showing people what I have to give to the world.
That reminds me, too, of Carole King.
Carole King, exactly.
Because
right.
She was a songwriter and then ended up being the singer. But she was also, I believe, introverted. It wasn't the fame that she wanted. It was, like you said, she had a gift to give.
Exactly. There's a great book. I probably read it last year. It's I forgot the author's name, but it was a biography of three singer-songwriters. It was Carole King. It was Carly Simon, and I'm gonna forget the third one. I'll have to remember it in a second. But it was three singer-songwriter female singers in the 70s. I'll have to think of the third one.
I'll find these books though and put the links in my show notes for everybody.
But the reason why that's interesting you brought that up is because Carly Simon had horrible stage fright. She would get terribly nervous. And I'm really kind of interested in that, how these singer-songwriters, they're very sensitive. And then when they get on stage, they're very nervous. And how did they get over that? You know, how did this artist get over that fear and show the world what they really got, you know?
Well, I totally understand this because I'm a writer. And so I never feel like my writing is good enough. Now, are you a singer and songwriter?
I'm a shower singer, you know.
Okay.
So, but I've been told I'm pretty good. But to me, like, I'm more of a writer. I've written some stuff. To do it in public, like a singer would or an actor would, I don't quite have that level of comfortableness doing that.
Here's where I challenge you, Tom.
Okay.
I challenge you because I say, okay, just like Carole King, you are writing songs because you have to, and there is nothing wrong with considering yourself a singer and a songwriter. You don't have to be somebody who is out performing to say, I am a singer. I sing. So start there, allow yourself to believe that, and then see what the future holds for you.
Yes.
No, no limits. No limits, Tom. I don't like limits. Okay.
Right. You know, what I've done in the past as a writer, I've written for, like letters to the editor for newspapers. I've gotten published by the USA Today. It's not exactly my favorite paper, but, they printed some of my stuff. Like, do you remember the singer Amy Winehouse?
I love Amy Winehouse's voice, and I loved her. That was such a sad story.
I know. It was really sad. And I didn't really like her music too much. And then I heard that she had passed, and then I started looking into it. And then I was like, man, this is a classic case of someone who was very sensitive and then used drugs and alcohol to like put a buffer between the world and her little introvert.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, you know, you are very drawn to people who do that. I could see your podcast actually being based on that. That'd be a very specific niche, and a lot of people would be very interested in that topic.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, you know, by the way, the book, it was called Girls Like Us. It's Carole King, Joni Mitchell, and Carly Simon.
Okay.
And you know, you could actually throw James Taylor in there. I have a real affinity for the 70s music, you know, a lot of these really great, talented singer-songwriters that came out of there, and, you know, many more than I mentioned. I just really like the idea of someone creating a song, maybe just by themselves with a guitar, and then eventually kind of showing it in a much bigger way, you know, and it touches a lot of people. I think that's the best part.
Well, I think that's why everybody's going backwards now and doing unplugged versions of their work.
Mm-hmm.
Because that raw version is touching.
Right. being 50 years old now, I think that I look at today's music and I don't want to be an old fuddy-duddy and stuff, but I see a lot of like dancing and fireworks and that kind of stuff. And I just miss the days where there's just a person with a guitar, you know, and a spotlight and a little bit of a crowd watching them, you know. It just seems
intimate.
An intimate setting. Exactly right.
That's
exactly.
Because you're an introvert.
Right. Exactly right.
It all goes back.
No, I know. I kind of avoid like the big stadium crowds, although I did see Paul McCartney in Atlanta, and that was one of the best shows I ever saw.
See what happens when you get out of that comfort zone?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, so listen, this part of the show is an express to success round. So really quick responses, under 60 seconds, but most important part of the show, because I believe in order for anybody to act, to achieve something new, they need to do three things. First, envision it for themselves. What does it look like? Second, explore what it would take. And the third, execute. Baby step. What's the first step? So for you, Tom, if we're talking about being an introvert and living in an extroverted world, how can an introvert envision themselves coexisting in this extroverted world?
Envision themselves stepping out of their house where they're comfortable and envision themselves in maybe a group of people that are supporting them. Doesn't have to be a big group, but a creative group. There's different types of artistic mediums. Experiment with the one that you think is the best. If you want to try painting, try that. Join a class. If you want to sing, there's all kinds of, in the States, they have meetup groups, and you can join a meetup group. Like I've been invited to a Beatles sing-along this weekend. I might try that. Locally, there's all kinds of little groups, and start slow and then hopefully build from there. When people give speeches in front of thousands of people, they didn't start speaking in front of thousands. They started speaking in front of five people. You know?
Okay, so what you're saying is to envision. They need to envision themselves out at these smaller events. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And then to explore, what kind of, and I love the idea of exploration for introverts because it's non-invasive, it's non-threatening. It is simply, and this is why I like it for myself, because when I go to make change, this is exactly what I do, Tom. I see myself doing it, physically doing it. I wear it before I even see what it takes to do it. And then when I explore, I research. So how can people explore getting out of this introverted world and into the extroverted one?
The introvert needs to take what they've got and move it kind of out of themselves. And so exploring, there's a book called The Artist's Way, and that helps you kind of identify what kind of art is your kind of forte or what you're comfortable in. And like I said earlier, try to find local groups that you can be around. And, you know, I think that artists, they'd be surprised at how many people are just like them that are kind of shy, but they never get to meet each other. Does that make sense? Like, if you're shy, well, how are you going to meet other shy people if you never go out, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Or even an extrovert. You know, lots of times introverts and extroverts make great pairs.
Exactly. There's a girl that I'm interested in here in Tucson, and she's an introvert as well. But she thinks that two introverts don't make a good match, that you want to kind of have the opposite of you, you know, to kind of pull that out of you. And that makes sense to me, you know.
It makes sense, but first of all, I think, conversation's really getting good now. But but the thing is, though, I've seen two introverts get along extremely well. I think, in my mind, I think it's kind of more, you know, lots of times you have left-brainers and right-brainers. You know, I think left-brainers and right-brainers, if you look at couples, are usually one of each. But I've absolutely seen two extroverts or two introverts coupled up, and the extroverts are out doing crazy things and the introverts are happy doing quiet, simpler things.
Correct, right. the dating sites, the online dating sites, they're kind of built a little bit for introverts too, because you know, you can kind of take things step by step. It's not like you're in a, you know, a loud disco and trying to meet a girl there, a woman there, you know. So that's the most difficult place for introverts to meet people, is like loud places. But like a tea place, a coffee place, a quiet place like that, or, you know, look online, see what their likes are, and then you take it the next step, which is, you know, you send them a message, and then maybe you meet after that. So it's,
Okay, so if I was to say, how do you execute a plan? You would say the baby step would be.
I think that, well, the best way to answer that to me is try to find smaller groups, like 5 people, 10 people, and engage my comfort level there, and then try to increase the amount of people next time.
Okay, so they should start with a small group and then just kind of build it up and.
Exactly right. Exactly. Start small, smaller amount of people, and then go higher.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Tom, what kind of closing advice would you like to give everybody?
Honor your own feelings. Don't always be in a rush to prove yourself to people, to always feel like you gotta do something at every moment. Give yourself time to get quiet and to get relaxed. Maybe listen to music, maybe some music that eases your mind. Like for me, you've heard me mention the Beatles, you know? So that's what I do to recharge my batteries. We all want to get to the place where we're comfortable. Introverts have to maybe work a little harder at feeling relaxed, because I tend to think extroverts are more relaxed generally, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. Now, are you comfortable with sharing your contact information?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
What is your name on Facebook? Would you like to share that?
Yes, it's Thomas, Thomas, and then Ashley, Ashley. And I don't know if there's a few of us around there, but Tucson, Arizona, I think there's only one Thomas Ashley here.
The other thing I'd like to do is include you in our Facebook group. It's a private group. It's called Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. And so people can reach out to you through there as well. And did you have an email address that you'd like to share?
Absolutely. It's Tom Ashley, Tomashley, 75 at yahoo.com.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Tom, I loved this topic. I know there are so many introverts out in the world, obviously. And you know what? I think us extroverts also just need to simply be more aware that people who are introverted don't choose to be introverted, or even if they did, who cares? It's part of their makeup and it's part of what makes the world go round. And introverts have a ton to offer the world, especially because while us extroverts are out there acting unabandonedly, the introverts are the ones observing, analyzing, and introverts have a lot to add to the world. So thank you for raising awareness on this.
Lynette, thank you, because I wish there were more extroverts that said exactly what you just said, because introverts can get passed over, and I think that's a kind of a mistake, because there's so much creativity there. They're not forthright with it, and so I'm glad you said that.
I think it's a maturity. That I think that understanding is a maturity that people kind of need to evolve into to understanding that A, not everybody is like you, and B, everybody is important and adds to the puzzle of this crazy world.
Exactly right. Extroverts need to take time to learn about introverts, but introverts also need to take time to learn about extroverts, I
Yeah,
think.
I think that's great. And you know what, Tom? I'm going to add a go do to the end of the show right here. Listeners, what I'd like you to do is to consider, are you an introvert or are you an extrovert? And I'd love it if you came into our private group on Facebook and discussed that topic with us. So we will see you there. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.